Like,
what we just watched.
Why do you always make me say what we just watched?
It's just how it works. It's the flow of it.
We just watched The Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
We sure did.
Yep.
And boy, was it shit.
It was garbage.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We have a lot for this one.
Oh.
Where to begin, Lincoln?
Okay, so first of all, so it was terrible. Just don't watch it.
I'm probably going to say the word generic about 5,000 times in this episode.
Don't watch it. We're going to spoil everything because fuck this stupid movie.
Spoilers start now.
Yeah, right the fuck now. Okay, so first of all, this movie is as predictable as any movie could possibly be in this genre.
Yeah.
I knew everything that was going to happen in this movie.
Because you've seen it all before. They just stole from every other movie and video game. It's terrible.
I thought that this was going to be some kind of, like, clever Zombieland, but more so with scouts and
we thought like
wilderness.
A teen Zombieland movie. Instead, we got this generic zombie movie,
which
that has guys that wear scout shirts in it.
I would like to start off with really talking about how this is, unfortunately, one of, I think, in my opinion, this year's, like, most failed opportunities of what a movie could have been.
Yeah.
This could have been so... This is exactly like how I felt about how House of October built, where the entire time we were thinking about how every single way this movie could be better.
And it wouldn't have taken much for this movie to be better.
Not at all.
At all. A story would have been a good start, because it didn't really have one.
My honest thing, I would not be surprised if I were to read that this was a merger of, like, two scripts.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels like a stereotypical teen comedy. And a stereotypical zombie movie.
But it's not even like a teen comedy. Like I said, it's not PG-13.
Well, it's not funny.
And it's not funny.
I mean, unless you laugh at poop.
And boobies.
Boobs and poop.
And penises and
vaginas.
And stuff, then you're going to have a rip-roaring time with this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the movie starts... I don't even want to continue.
It starts out with the dude from Workaholics. Twerking Iggy Azalea in the hallway.
So that was alright.
That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I was okay with that. So then he's in this lab. It's not
BioLine.
Doesn't matter.
Bioteam. Why do I remember that crap? He's in Bioteam. Whatever. He's mopping the floor.
Mopping the floors. And so it's like a testing lab where they have like animals. And the scientist that's there goes to get.
Oh God, I forgot about the vending machine.
Yeah, get something out of the vending machine. So Workaholics guy, never say his name. So I'm janitor.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Janitor goes in the back. There is a zombie.
D.O.D.
D.O.D., which, of course, means...
It means date of death.
So the joke is, D.O.D., what kind of name is that?
And he's obviously dead. It's date of death. He's dead. He's a zombie, so that means he's dead.
Dead.
But yet he's hooked up onto a heart monitor that when the janitor bumps into it, he flatlines.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. It just so they could do the stupid CPR.
Yeah,
just
so
jump the Tic Tacs in his mouth before giving him
got
out the
bad,
mouth.
Bad breath.
Because he's got a bloody mouth.
Little bloody mouth and stuff.
So stupid.
So then he like does the CPR, but then his hands go through the chest because he's a zombie.
And they throw around a dummy in the window for a while.
And it's comic. It's comical.
Comic. And then the movie starts. We have zombies.
Yep. So, this is essentially, like, super bad in a zombie apocalypse, but if that sounds good to you, just know this isn't good.
No, it's not good. It's not good at all.
It's really the easiest way to describe it. It's these three scouts that have been in scouts forever. Nobody wants to join their scout team.
Just scouts. Just not Boy Scouts. Just because they never got the licensing.
Yes.
Just scouts.
And they're trying to go to a party. And they're gonna leave scouts, but their friend, his dad died a couple years ago, so they don't want to abandon him.
Which is never touched on again.
No.
Ever.
So
I just realized
no
that. That was like
no
this big thing, and it didn't matter at all.
Nope.
Which is a running arc in this. Is what did I call it? MacGuffin the movie?
MacGuffin the movie, yeah.
They throw so much stuff at you that means nothing, and they never touch on it again.
And there's the bumbling scoutmaster.
By Dave Koechner.
Which... Wasn't that great? Wasn't he just so great in this movie?
No, he wasn't.
Actually, there is one thing in this movie that did legitimately make me laugh. It was at the very beginning when they're showing the scout video and just how it was filmed. It was like kind of like a Tim and Eric
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I thought that that was actually humorous.
That was pretty... I had hopes for this movie in the first 10 minutes. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until they hit the deer that I went downhill quick.
Yeah, so they're in a car and they're talking about how they're going to leave scouts and blah, blah, blah. And they hit a deer. And as I said, this movie's predictable. So I was like, well, that deer's going to be a zombie.
And there's no damage to the car.
No damage except for the wheel. Even though
several lines
are talking about how
damaged the car is. There is not a scratch on this car. Like, there's a little crack in the windshield later on, which I'm pretty sure wasn't there in the scene.
Yeah, I don't think that they had anything to do with the deer.
It's terrible.
So, they're on the side of the road, and they flag down Selfie Kid. We're just going
to
call him
Selfie Kid. The one that just wants to get laid.
And so they help him with the car, they look back, oh, the deer's gone.
Deer's gone.
So then, Scoutmaster's going through the forest.
And then a deer puppet jumps out.
Deer puppet attacks him, and then he fights it off with a Dolly Parton knife.
Not the worst puppet. Oh, yeah, a Dolly Parton knife. Not the worst puppet in this movie. We will get to that later. But it was terrible.
Yeah, and then, this doesn't make sense. Why was the deer a zombie?
It just got hit by a car.
Yeah, why?
It wasn't bitten.
No, it was just a deer. If it was a zombie deer before they hit it, then why wouldn't they have shown it being erratic in the middle of the road and stuff like that?
Yeah,
but it's, from my understanding, it's just it died and
just I don't know. Stupid.
Yeah. So then from that, it goes into the main story, which is the one character, Augie, the fat ginger kid.
He's getting his condor badge.
Not a real badge.
Nope, not a real badge.
I love how nothing in this is...
Well, the scouts aren't going to give him anything to do with this, because this movie has nothing to do with scouting.
At all. There's a couple of scenes where they're like, oh, look at the tracks, or I'm going to use this knot.
But that's at the beginning.
Yeah, and then it's never touched on
ever.
It's like
first 20 minutes. No, I don't even know. They just are wearing scout uniforms until they do the thing at the end.
So they're... You know, they're with Augie or whatever.
Who's a loser. And they don't, they're going to quit because they don't want to be losers.
Yeah.
Scouts are losers. And will never have sex with the ladies.
Yeah,
because they're losers. Even though the only two girls in this movie that speak really, totally cool with scouts. They think it's awesome.
I'm like, wow, that's really nice.
Where is the scout hate come from? The one jock guy. One Schwarzenegger kid.
One thing I definitely had a problem with is that the scouts were just, nothing was used with the scouting other than making fun of them.
Yeah.
And it being a derogatory thing. Until the very end.
It's kind of like Pixels was with gamers.
Yeah.
They want to make scouting look like
God,
heroes.
God, fuck, it is. Yeah, it's exactly
but like they're not in this. They're, even two of the three scouts want to quit because they say we need to grow up. It's childish. We're losers. No one likes us. And they don't really ever redeem that.
Not really.
Not scouts. They redeem themselves, but not scouting.
Yeah, because it's not even the scouting that makes them want to stay in. They're just talking about, like, friendship.
It's because the one kid's in love with the other kid's sister.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah, the only reason they stay scouts is because it's where they all met.
Yep.
That's it. Not because they love Pinewood Derby.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, camping. They're camping.
Yep, they're camping.
Which we thought would be a cool twist. They're going to be in the woods for this movie during
the
zombie
thing. I thought like the entire movie was going to be in a camping.
Not at all.
When I saw the poster, which the poster is fantastic.
It looks like Goonies. It reminds me of Goonies. It's amazing.
And I saw it, and I immediately thought that this was going to be a zombie apocalypse taking place in a scout camp, like on like a lodge or something. It was all going to be outside, but it's not at all.
Not
that's only
one bit. No.
Maybe 15 minutes of it, which is the very beginning.
And you only see one zombie in the woods.
Mm-hmm. And it's the
Scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster, yep. So they're camping, and then they decide...
Party!
We're gonna go
Super
get laid.
Super secret senior party, even though we're only sophomores.
Yup. So they get in the car and try to leave, but Augie wakes up and...
Betrayed. It's all mad.
Me.
Sad.
Me.
Moo-hoo, big baby. Mo, my friends don't like to scout. Derp or derp.
So Augie stays, they go to the party or whatever.
But he doesn't stay.
Well.
He goes to the Scoutmaster's house, takes a shit in his bathroom.
That's right, he does, yeah. Wow, spoilers.
Yep, sorry.
Wow, don't want to tell him all the poop jokes in this movie.
Okay, alright. Yeah, because we do see the thing where they wake up the kid and he jumps forward into the butt of Augie.
Oh, that's right, I totally
forgot. Yeah, that's the first poop joke. Nope, the deer scat was before that.
That's right, there is a thing about deer
poop. We're getting confused about the poop jokes.
Don't you think there's too many poop jokes if you're being confused on which poop jokes
are? Yeah, those are the only jokes in the movie, though.
So, they go to... Oh, we didn't even talk about them getting the beer or whatever.
Oh, God, when they try to get beer...
They try to get beer from this drunk guy that's buying... It's fucking stupid. The whole point of this scene was to introduce the stripper character.
Who's not a stripper.
She's a cocktail
waitress at the strip club.
However, the strip club has the best name ever.
Yes.
One of the things in the movie that did make me laugh is Lawrence of Arabia.
I thought that was great. If that place doesn't really exist, it should.
So, stripper lady, you see her, and I'm like, okay, she's going to be a main character later on. Which she is.
I thought, are they really going to... Is this a love interest?
And it kind of is.
It is.
Yeah. And what's weird is that these kids are supposed to be, what, like 15, 16? They're
sophomores.
Yeah.
She's already graduated.
She graduated. And they said like a couple years ago, too.
Yeah. She had dropped out and got a G.
She's like mid-20s.
Yeah.
She's
just the sex symbol.
Yeah. She's fucking terrible.
She is one of the worst actresses I've seen in a while. I started to wonder if English is her first language.
I originally thought she was a porn star.
She acts thing. Like she's a porn star.
I thought that at some point she was probably going to get naked and she was a porn star and they paid her a lot of money. But no, she's a shitty actress.
Just a terrible, terrible actress. And she's our main female lead throughout this movie. Yeah. I thought we got reprieve when she leaves. No, she fucking comes back. Yeah.
So she like buys them beer and blah, blah, blah. And then goes back just to the script
hands it to them. Right outside the door.
I love that, especially when he goes inside the liquor store to get the guy to stop buying all the other dumb shit.
It's obvious who's, yeah, like...
Nobody says anything.
No. It's fucking dumb.
It's this movie's just dumb.
It really is.
So after they do that, God, what fucking happens next? I'm in a haze right now.
Fucking knows.
Just zombies start, I guess.
They sneak into the strip club.
That's right, that's where it starts.
They sneak into the strip club. Well, they go back into town. Town's fucking empty. So apparently there was this big evacuation that they didn't notice about when they were like a mile off the road in the woods.
Yeah.
I think you would have known. There would have been like siren. I don't know. There would have been things going on. They sneak into the strip club. It's empty. Stripper comes out. Starts dancing and stripping. Because that's what zombies do, because she's a zombie.
Yeah, I saw her come out and I was like, okay, this is going to be a stripper zombie.
Well, we knew it was a zombie because when he first walked in, they showed her through the curtain growling.
And you know that it's a zombie, but then she starts actually stripping and blah, blah, blah.
And it makes no sense.
And she growls at him, and then other kid, fucking selfie kid, throws money at her.
He makes it rain in her face.
And then the dead bouncer comes in after they realize it's a zombie.
And then, like, just a ridiculous amount of blood gets sprayed on the one kid's face.
Yeah, because they're being chased through, and then all of a sudden, boom, his head gets blown off, and it's the stripper girl.
Yeah, the cocktail waitress girl.
She saves him with a shock.
And then, now she's with him.
So they go outside, zombies everywhere. Now this is a part where it gets a little zany, because they introduce a new zombie type in it.
Yeah, he's like a little hunchback, really fast-moving zombie that comes running at him. Because they turn the corner and their tire comes off. So what did they do? Zombies are like 20 feet away from them. They changed the fucking tire.
Exactly.
What are you doing? That's so dumb.
So yeah, they're changing the tire. She's shooting zombies. And then the weird little hunchback one comes out. And that's the last time you see any other kind of zombie, which I thought was very bizarre that was even a thing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, they're going to change this up. They're going to add a new element. Nope. Never saw that zombie type again.
Nope.
I just wonder how many times this script was rewritten. There's so much stuff happened. Like, there's two scenes where they humanize zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Never happens again.
And there's no point to the humanizing the zombies either.
No, I don't get it. Oh, just wait till we get to the other time.
Oh,
it's coming up.
So, they get in the car, and...
Then they drive to the police station.
Yes, they go to the police station. So they go to the police station, hoping to...
Find someone for help?
And there's a sign on the door that says everybody's been evacuated, zombies are coming through.
So they go in, and their first instinct is to lock themselves in a cell.
Which, you know, makes sense.
It does.
in a fucking bizarro universe.
Yeah, why the... If you're going to lock yourself in the cell, bring the key with you. They didn't do that.
That was the one thing, yeah.
And it was like, video game logic, where the key was hanging on the wall.
Yep.
I.
So then there's
the joke. It's Resident Evil. They were in... They should have just said Raccoon City Police Department, because they also had the cop...
They should own up to all
what
the
I wish would have happened was when Augie comes in to save him, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, that he had to do some weird puzzle with, like... like, emblems, and I need the helmet key to get to you guys. I can't find it.
Okay, so they're in the cell, and then there's the joke where they're like, oh, we're getting laid, so we brought tons of condoms. So the one character's, like, been whittling the spear.
And the other character's been
taking selfies.
That's his fucking thing. He took a selfie with a dead deer, too.
Yeah.
Which, there's only one other time after that he takes a selfie, as far as I remember.
No, he takes a couple more, but they're, like, in the background. Like, okay. You just, like, see him do it.
I'd stop paying attention at that point. I was tasting my own vomit.
So they make this weird fish hook thing with condoms on a spear.
And it works.
Somehow it works to get the key. Then it goes down the drain, but Augie comes and saves them.
By picking the lock. Because it's that easy to pick a lock of a jail cell.
And then he spears a zombie in the head. And this is one of the instances of many times this happens where they have a weapon. He's sitting there for like 2 hours whittling this thing.
He uses it once, drops it.
And then just drops it and runs.
Runs away.
It happens with a fire axe too. Like they hit somebody.
With a lot of them.
Yeah, like they hit this, the police guy, the zombie shooting stuff, they hit him in the head with it, and he drops, and they just fucking run away. Like, none of this makes sense
like
at all.
Like, he spent forever whittling this thing. Horrible girl and the annoying kid banter back and forth.
God, that was just terrible.
Ugh,
all so the dialogue in this movie is so fucking terrible.
Forced.
Yeah.
It's forced. I spent the Carter kid had the worst dialogue, but he was like the stereotypical teen.
Like, there's
foul-mouthed
kid. Yeah, there's so much dumb shit
and
that he says.
Augie was the nerd, and then Ben was the
normal
one?
I guess just average dude.
I don't know. It's ugh.
He has all of these quote-unquote, like, witty things that he said, but none of them are...
I don't remember a single witty thing he said.
Well, it was just stuff that he came up, like, off the top of his head that they think would, like, make you laugh. Like,
I named one.
Taco ball sacks. He said something with tacos and ball sacks at one point.
Oh, God, that stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
That stuff as well.
I still don't remember any of them.
I don't remember.
And I'm okay with that.
So Augie, while they were in the police, like, before he comes and saves them and everything, he goes to the scout leader's house that's filled with Dolly Parton stuff.
He has an obsession with Dolly Parton, which is just so they could have a gag where Augie tries to attack him with the statue of Dolly Parton,
and
the zombie leader just motorboats it. And they did the, it's like when it was in Shaun of the Dead, almost, when they had, they hit the stereo and it plays witty music while they're fighting.
That's right.
And 9 to 5. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
See, and then before that all happens, there's a poop joke.
Yeah, he takes a poop.
Takes a poop, and it's funny. Poop joke.
And by the way, I want to point out really quick that only people in the theater was the group we were with.
Yeah, I'm glad for that.
The theater was fucking empty.
I am 100%
rightfully so. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, poop, though. He was pooping. He made farts. And he wipes with one square at a time. Who fucking does that? I want to complain about that. Yeah, what weirdos are wiping with one square? Just finger your own butthole. That's what's going to happen. Just dig it out. Fuck it out.
Oh, I also have to talk about the fucking car that Augie uses to lure the zombies out with playing Soulja Boy. Crank that Soulja Boy. Is it 2000?
This is... Well, from what I read, the script was written in 2010.
It still was barely relevant then.
I know. But it was more relevant than it is now.
There was so much, like, dumb music bullshit in this movie. I hate it when they do that. When they put just random...
What
pop
was
songs.
Why Dolly Parton?
I don't know. There's no point at all for it.
No, it's no point of anything in this movie. Yeah, so it's Soulja Boy.
So you got to hear Crank That Soulja Boy, because we can't let that die, apparently.
Nope. It needs to, but it won't.
Keep going on. So then another thing happens that is one of the many non-funny, just dumb, raunchy bullshit that they had in the movie. There's this little scene where they're trying to get the beer, and there's, like, this hot cop, big titties, that's walking by. And she's a zombie, and then, like,
her shirt gets caught on the gate when they're running away.
And then slow-mo, her boobs are bouncing around, and then the cuts to the dude's face and he's all mesmerized and
he squeezes him and takes a selfie and
then runs away.
He's a fucking creeper.
That was extremely creepy.
He just molested a zombie.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, it wasn't funny. It was just, like, this is awkward. These are awkward boobs. Like, these are awkward boobs. Right. I don't.
So they run away, and then now we get Britney Spears' zombie. And Britney Spears' zombie was
the drunk guy from the beginning. Yeah. He's wearing a Britney Spears shirt. So Augie goes up and is going to talk to him like a bear.
Yeah, because he's like, first thing about scouts. This is also one of the only times when they, like, talk
first about scouts. First thing about scouts is to assert your dominance. And Terrible, when she goes, this is a fucking zombie, not a bear. I'm like, thank you, terrible actress.
Thank you.
Thank you. Betty realizes the zombie's mimicking the sounds he's making. Mm-hmm. So Augie sees he's wearing a Britney Spears shirt.
Bam, now, now.
So they start fucking singing.
Oh, baby, baby.
With the zombie. The zombie is singing along. You know? Not grunting or moaning. He's singing the words along with them. Cause why not? It's fucking dumb. So dumb.
It's almost like...
And you know, if this theater was full of people, this was the... People would have been dying laughing at this.
People would have been like fucking...
Again, you're playing a song from 2004 or when it... Like, it's not... God, it's probably over than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like 99. Yeah.
Yeah, 99.
Not saying Britney Spears. Everybody knows the damn song.
Yeah.
It's Baby One More Time. But...
Still, it was stupid.
I'm like, what? The zombie can talk? I was so confused. And then the zombie gets shot in the head.
There's all this weird, like, of the zombies doing human-like actions, but it doesn't go anywhere. Like, the zombie stripper, and the scoutmaster's constantly following them, and the Dolly Parton thing, blah, blah, blah. But it's just stuff that's added that goes nowhere.
It goes absolutely nowhere.
So he gets shot by this military guy, and they get in the big old Humvee with him.
Well, we have to go to the secret party, secret senior party.
Because they're going to fucking bomb the place.
Yeah, yeah. The military's bombing it in 2 hours.
Yeah. So there's this big party where the one character's sister's at. And the, all that jazz.
The kids were invited, but uh-oh, it was the wrong address.
Womp, womp, womp.
So then they're arguing, and...
That's jumping ahead a lot, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's some stuff that happens before that happens.
Okay, what? I don't remember.
So they're in the Humvee, and then they stop... To get the diary.
No, they have not got the diary yet.
Oh, fuck no, that's not... God, fuck this stupid movie.
They have not gotten the fucking diary yet.
Hold on, okay.
They drive to the...
Well, the military guy is a zombie. He becomes a zombie.
Yeah.
But I forget when that happened.
That's when they're at the nuclear waste place. Because Denise goes, can we stop him?
Okay, that's okay.
And then she looks over and, I guess he got bit on the hand.
Okay, there we go.
It would have been great to, like, show that. Show the audience, like, oh shit, he's bit. They don't know.
Yeah, there's
no fucking storytelling or drama or tension in this. I go back to, like, Shaun of the Dead. There's moments that have gravity to them that really bring you down. There's moments where you worry about your characters. Zombieland is the same way. Spoiler, no fucking character dies in this. No. None of our main characters die. They're never threatened. You've never even close to dying.
Nope.
There's no anything, no emotion. We don't care. You're just watching. The fans of zombie movies recreate their favorite moments from all their video game memories and movie memories.
All right, we're back. Little Wolverine called.
All right. We're going to acknowledge that we left. Unprofessional, isn't it?
But Little Wolverine.
You know, whatever. Whatever. Well, she still exists.
She still exists.
Yeah.
Little Wolverine.
All right. So where were we?
Okay. We were talking about...
That shitty fucking movie we saw.
Shitty fucking movie that we saw. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So they go trying to find the diary now.
Because they need to find out where the secret party is, and his sister writes down everything in her diary. Yeah,
because, there's the place, what was they say? It was like the waste treatment plant.
Because it's full of shit.
Full of shit. Oh, it's so funny. So
clever. Oh my God. So they go back to their house.
Yep.
The three scouts and the shit actress.
And they're trying to find the diary, and then,
underwear.
Which I fucking knew that was gonna happen. I was so fucking pissed.
Oh my God, it's old. Cause the one dude's in love with his sister and he saw her underwear and he creamed himself.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as they were in the room, I was like, he's gonna open the drawer, there's gonna be underwear there, and they're gonna do something with the underwear. And
they did like the slow pan to his face, and I knew the diary was in there cause he didn't look through it.
The only thing that would have made that scene better for me is if Dreamweaver played.
Dreamweaver. Wayne's World. Why not steal from another movie?
Yeah, exactly. So they're...
The crazy lady, or neighbor lady zombie comes in. It's fucking Cloris Leachman. She is an amazing actress. And they ruined her. Like, her, when she's crazy, when she knocks on the window earlier in the movie, she's awesome.
Yeah.
I loved her.
She has, like, her fucking clippers and is like, you need to get your fucking... She's
the most intimidating person with all her cats.
And, oh, speaking of a predictable, I knew they were going to do something with her cats because she was wearing all the cat stuff.
Oh, you're jumping ahead.
I know, but I just want to just know that when you see her, she's wearing tons of cat clothing.
Yeah, she has a bunch of cats. But she comes in, and they have a fight with her downstairs. Augie and Carter have a fight with her.
I know exactly what you're going to talk about, yep.
Her teeth fall out. You all know where this is going. But it gets worse. She pins Carter down on the couch, face first, pulls his pants down, and gums his bare ass. Gums his ass.
Yep.
Let that sink in.
Her teeth fall out and gums
she gums his bare ass. And this is funny. This is comedy gold. It's not.
Then they decapitate her.
Yeah, with a window.
And then they go upstairs, and they try, because all the zombies are coming now. And they try to barricade the door.
Doesn't work. Well, it does for a little bit.
Yeah. So like
they have a trampoline outside the window. So they're going to jump out the trampoline, use it to jump over the fence into the next yard. It's the most comical fucking wire work.
It was fucking terrible.
They hit the trampoline one at a time. They hit it with obviously no velocity other than to go about 5 feet in the air. But they somehow slowly float over the fence. Different angle than they would have jumped
off
of.
It's a completely different angle.
It is fucking amateur hour here. But it gets worse.
They also used, like, artificial motion blur to hide parts of it as
terrible.
Well.
Oh, it's terrible. The only thing missing is, like, the bionic or $6 million man. It's fucking stupid. This was one of the worst scenes, in my opinion.
Oh, it was pretty bad.
And I thought, this can't get worse.
But wait.
It can, because they all make it. Three of them make it out, and they slowly jump over the wall. Augie's is the worst at him getting the angle over the wall.
Yeah.
Because they jump out this second story window and hit it, and it's like a dead jump. You can tell they never jumped out of a window.
Yeah.
This is them starting on a trampoline, the starting jumps. But no, I think his name's Ben. I don't even care if I'm wrong.
Just
fact check me all you want. I don't really give a shit. I think his name's Ben. Can't quite get the jump. So he's always stumbling, so he grabs onto something, which is a zombie's dick. And it comically stretches about 10 feet. A zombie dick.
Which I knew they were going to do it eventually. I knew with all of the, because I was trying to like check it off in my head. I was like, they've done poop humor. They've done fart humor. Boob humor. Vagina humor's later.
Later's vagina humor.
But I was like...
Well, we did have the Lawrence of Arabia.
Then they did butt humor. And the only thing next was going to be ball or penis humor.
And they flat out did cock humor.
So he is... It's stretching and then
Until it rips off.
And then he throws it at a zombie and, oh, it lands in his mouth.
But you could tell it's like... It reminded me of the scene in, I think it's Evil Dead 2. When the eyeball goes in the guy's mouth,
yeah.
But you can tell it's like in reverse and on a wire.
Yep.
That's how this is, because it's so quick and it snaps in. They fucking reverse the damn film. It's so stupid. And you know what? I'm going to jump ahead to the closing credits, because they show a bunch of Carter's selfies in it, and one of them is him and Augie playing with the dick. Did they go get it back?
Yeah, I didn't even think. I wasn't even looking at the credits.
Because they have a bunch of his selfies, and half of them were never taken in the movie. Mm. They couldn't have been. The one with the dick couldn't have been done. But whatever. But the dick rips off, it jumps down, and, oh no, he's like, I got it! And they're like, oh, because he's waving
and he's like, oh, it's a dick!
And a dick it. Around. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me right now? If I was 14, I would have laughed.
Yeah.
Not. I'm not 14. I don't know about you.
Don't think I am.
No, not 14. So, not funny. But, like, insultingly bad. This is, I mean, not as bad as Million Ways to Die in the West, which is one of the most insulting comedies I've watched.
Yeah. That was...
Pixels was more insulting on a personal level, because we grew up with the things they're mocking.
Yeah.
We are gamers.
Like, A Million Ways to Die in the West was insulting to me because I love Westerns.
And it's all amazing actors.
Yeah, and it's like
it is an all-star fucking cast, like, in that movie.
Why did these people?
Liam Neeson, Charlize Theron, yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my god,
Giovanni Ribisi. Like,
that was the thing. This movie didn't really do it too much. I mean, they kind of did. Where a modern trend that I've seen in these like comedy movies is that they'll do a joke and then they'll immediately like explain the joke.
Explain the joke.
Which, if you have to explain the
joke, then it's not funny. If people can't get it, it's not funny. The penis was the worst joke in this.
Yeah, because it was just like, come on.
But if you can find a clip online of this trampoline scene, watch it, because it's so fucking... It's like old, like, 60s TV show bad. It's fucking terrible.
It's one of those where you have to, like, suspend your disbelief that much with the laws of physics is just... just
like, it's what? Too... Adam West and Burt Ward did this better. Oh, God, it was hilarious. It was everything I could do to not just bust out laughing. But not because the scene... I didn't want to laugh because people think I enjoyed the scene.
Yeah.
I wanted to laugh at the shit that's, filmmaking.
That's the hard part about a lot of these that are, like, just atrociously bad. Because this movie is fucking atrocious.
Yeah, and I mentioned shit filmmaking. I want to get off subject for a minute. Was it just me or was the editing?
Oh, it was terrible.
Terrible.
There were so many, like... spots where people were looking a different direction and then it cuts back to them and they're looking or they're standing somewhere different. Just
cuts to it and they say something. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. You didn't explain how you got here. There's a lot of those where they just don't explain how they get where they are all of a sudden. It's really bad editing. The soundtrack is dated.
Yeah,
it's very fucking dated. All over the place.
Well, it's the problem with the movies that use like the pop hits now. It's like,
I keep going back to Shaun of the Dead with this. I kept saying they gave purpose to old, it's like Queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's, you see the movie, you hear that song, you think of that scene.
Yeah.
I really think they were trying to do that with this, especially with the Dolly Parton 9-5.
Yes.
Which plays for 6 seconds.
Yeah. It's not even throughout the entire scene.
And they don't do the thing to the beat or whatever. I'm not saying they should have ripped off Shaun of the Dead, but it would have been better if they ripped off Shaun of the Dead.
A lot of these, it's like they're attempting to rip off stuff, but they don't go the 100%. They don't completely balls deep.
Like I mentioned, when they're in the police station, I saw a lot of Resident Evil in it. I felt a lot of the Shaun of the Dead mimicking Zombieland. There's a lot. The group of four. One woman, all three guys. I guess there's two women in Zombieland, aren't there? Whatever. I don't give a shit. They make another reference later. They have the insulting one on the road sign of Haddonfield.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they referencing Halloween? Why are they putting a nod in there to a...
I kind of feel like it was...
slasher movie.
Maybe they just, like, didn't think about... I don't know. I can't...
I almost wonder how many other things were in there that I just didn't care to notice.
I was numb.
I was numb, like, 30... when the Denise character came on screen and I heard her speak, I was done. I'm like, you are going to hire this lump, this fucking lump of flesh that can't act. She's trying. She's trying so hard to emote and be a badass. And it reminded me of the girl in Genesis when she tries to yell.
Yeah.
Except for she's actually a good actress, which I've been told.
I
don't watch Game of Thrones. Better than she was in Genesis.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean...
This girl hasn't really done anything in this movie. None of them have. The one kid was in Tree of Life. Fuck that kid.
Yeah, all the actors and actresses, none of them have really been...
Augie, this was his first film. Yeah. The one kid was on Dog with a Blog. He only got one episode on that. He wasn't even good enough to be a recurring role on Dog with a Blog. Dave Koechner's done some stuff.
He's done a lot of
stuff. Nothing major, though. Cloris Leachman, though, is an icon in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they make her be funny? Why not give her an arc? Give her screen time? Yep. Why did she do this?
That's kind of how it felt. At her age,
she doesn't need the money. Just be on Medicare. Enjoy your Social Security check. She's like 104.
That's always how I felt about
Joan Rivers. She was old in Young Frankenstein.
She was.
She was old on the Carol Burnett show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's been old all of her life. She Benjamin Buttoned and then fucking stopped.
She came out of the womb with a walker.
Yeah, she's old, but she's awesome. Like, it sounds like I'm shitting on her. I love Cloris Leachman.
I always wish that, like, Joan Rivers. I love Joan Rivers.
And she was also always old.
And she was always old, but she was always in, like, shitty movies where they didn't use her correctly. It's like, she's fucking hilarious. What are you doing?
And they absolutely did this. I got a ray of hope when I saw her. I was like, oh shit. Cloris Leachman's in this movie.
I would have been okay if that was a reoccurring joke with her.
That would have loved it.
Yeah.
Or if they would have done something, I don't know, kill her with the...
Yeah, I thought that was going to come back. This movie
foreshadows things.
That never happened.
Like, again, go back to Shaun of the Dead. Watch it a second time. Look at how much is foreshadowed in the beginning of that movie when he's doing his everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has a point in that movie. It all comes back. Even plot points in this don't have a point. Because, like, oh, Augie's dad's been dead for 2 years. Oh, I'm super sad. But I'm never going to mention him again in this movie, ever. It's never going to play into anything.
You know one thing?
They couldn't have done a flashback of his dad, like, teaching him something, and Augie uses it at the end to save someone.
Yeah.
It seems like he's going to be the main character of the three in this.
But he's not.
He's such a background character.
He's just used for, like, comic relief for most
the,
of it.
The kid that gets the most screen time in this isn't the main character. That's the Carter kid. He's not the main character. Denise, you think, will be the love interest. She's not.
Well, kind. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk about the makeout scene that was bizarre.
He's telling her about how he likes his Kindle girl, and she's like, make out with me. He goes, what? She's like, just do it. Just make out with me. So they're like, and make out. And she's like, that's all you have to do. Just go up to this girl, don't say a word, and just do that. What? What kind of advice are you giving this boy? Just go molest her.
You know,
totally just disrespect her.
You know?
And just put your tongue in her mouth.
Next time I talk to Little Wolverine, I'll ask her if that works.
No, like, don't even. Just look at her and just... You were dating her and she's going to be like, what are you doing?
She's, like, as I'm going in, she's going to be like, whoa,
slow down.
Slow down, killer. What's going on right now?
Like, it doesn't... That's not... Let's say when you first met her, you just walk up and try to kiss her. She's going to slap you in the face.
Yeah.
She's going to say, I need help. Someone help. Please.
What is happening?
She's going to mace you.
I'm a small woman.
She's going to knee you in the balls. Especially after this Kindle girl says, he's like a brother to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go. I wish I had a sister. I'd go home right now and just make out with her. See how she likes that. I bet she wouldn't. I bet I'd be in jail. This is horrible advice that this movie is giving.
Yeah,
not
that's
for sure. Anyone would follow it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Jesus Christ, what kind of whore are you, you old stripper lady, that's making out with a 14-year-old? He's a goddamn Boy Scout.
He's got a little uniform on.
He's not even close to getting his Condor badge, you know what I'm saying?
Another thing is that, as I've said many times, this should have been a PG-13 movie. I think this should have been a PG-13.
But no, they had to have the Carter kid in there.
Yeah.
He had to be little Seth Rogen.
Yeah. And that entire scene was like one of those prepubescent fantasy scenes. And the only reason why I think that it would have worked in a better movie. It would have worked if it was a PG-13, because that's your core audience.
Yeah, but they couldn't have all the nudity and sex innuovos in it.
Yeah, but even if you took all that shit out, nothing would have changed.
Yeah, well,
you'd lose like 5 jokes.
In all fairness, if they would have cut, this was 93 minutes, if they would have cut 90 minutes out of this movie, nothing would have changed.
Yeah, true.
Nothing happens in this movie. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I mean, like, stuff happens, but it's just like...
Like, everybody loves The Walking Dead, right? Except for the people in this room. You can shit on it all you want for that. I remember that iconic, that first episode. It was amazing. All right, take out all of the character arcs of Walking Dead. Take them all out. Take all the emotion, the backstory, the drama, take it all out and just have them silently fighting zombies. Boring fucking show. That's this movie.
Yeah.
Replace every character with Carl. Every one of them.
And you have
this movie. But Carl has to fart a lot.
And he's like jacking off every time.
Yeah, and he has to grab a zombie dick.
Okay. Yeah, I can see him.
And there's a trampoline. Fuck that trampoline, dude. Fuck it. I don't even know where the hell we're at the movie anymore.
Okay, so we're at the end now. We're covering the end.
Yeah. So they get the diary, they get to the party.
They get to the party.
No. They stop at the hardware store
first. Oh, motherfucker, that's right. God. Okay, so I have a big problem with this.
I have a huge problem with
fucking
this.
Fucking stupid. You have like 2 hours.
Not even at this point. They have like an hour and a half.
I'm filled with such vigor now that we're going towards the end, because this is where like I get really angry.
Oh, I want to go back and shit on stuff again. So, we're in for the long haul.
There's like 2 hours before it's going to get like fucking carpet bombed, and they're going there to tell these people they're going to be car blah,
They're saving them.
Yeah, they're saving them. So they decide to go to the hardware store, which makes sense. It makes sense that they're going to go to try to get weapons.
No.
I will defend the going to the store to get weapons.
However, I will not.
I cannot defend the probably hour and a half it took for them to makeshift these Dead Rising weapons.
Yes, this is fucking Dead Rising 2.
Yep.
They come in, and I even made a joke before I started recording. I said, the only thing missing is the combo cards. And that's bullshit, because they kind of do that. So they go in, they get all this stuff, and they start combining weapons. Like, I'm going to put knives on this weed whacker. I'm going to put this crossbow with nails.
I think it was a nail gun crossbow that he makes or something.
But before they do it, they flash to their badge. So it's like, okay, so I know Carter knows how to shoot a bow and arrow, so he can make this. I'm like, is that their combo card? That's their fucking combo cards, isn't it? You motherfuckers.
There also is a direct Dead Rising thing. Remember, because he has the faucet that he hits into the zombie's head and then the blood splatters all over?
Yeah. This is...
Oh, love it.
It's fucking
no,
dumb.
No, I don't love it. It's fucking
no,
stupid.
Fuck you. Fuck you. It's stupid.
But no, the going to the hardware store makes sense, because if they're going to go...
Why not go into a gun store?
Well, I can't.
They made guns. Two of them made guns. One of them shot doorknobs at such high velocity that it would go through three skulls.
And he also never ran out of ammo, and they never showed him refilling it. I don't know, understand what that was about.
Driving to a hardware store and get a fucking shotgun.
Do they sell shotguns at hardware stores?
No, okay, gun store.
Oh, okay.
You would have just saved an hour. Just load up on guns.
Well, maybe there wasn't a gun store near them.
Bullshit. I don't care. It's a fucking movie. Yeah, don't put logistics into it. What's in the damn town? What the fuck kind of logic? Okay. The fuck are you trying to do?
I guess if we're going by movie logic, then yeah.
No, they could go where the hell, ever the hell they want. They could have went to an explosive store. It's a movie. Mm. Have you ever played Dead Rising? You can get all sorts of shit in there. Right. They're just laying in the street. I'm surprised they didn't. And didn't make a little Zelda pickup sound when they found it. God damn it. So they go to the party and they have their heroic pose. And he dead alives it with
his
weed whacker knife thing.
We have to talk about the best scene in the movie.
Which is?
When the girl and the guy are in the back room, and he's all like, I'm gonna have sex with you.
Oh my god, and she goes, no, we've just been dating 2 months, you can eat me out instead. And we immediately went, oh no.
Oh god damn it.
Damn it. Like, we weren't even sitting next to each other, but I knew, I was like, great, they're gonna have a zombie vagina.
Yep.
Zombie vagina scene here.
And guess what? That's exactly
they did.
What happened.
She's like, your mouth's so cold. Oh, no, you're a zombie. And then eats it.
Tee-hee-hee.
Like, god damn. And then she comes out to the jock guy. He's like, well, bitch, get a tampon. I'm like,
yep.
Really? I give him credit, because I honestly thought this movie's so low-brow, I thought they were going to have a miscarriage joke. I really fucking did. Like, I really expected that from this.
I thought, unfortunately, as well, because of how lowbrow all the stuff was, I thought that the zombie was going to bite her, and then they were going to walk in on the zombie still, like...
Like her dragging it?
Huh? No. Like, she was going to be a zombie, and then they walk in, and the male zombie is still... cunny linguist.
Ugh. This is where this movie was. These are the jokes we thought would happen.
Ugh, isn't that disgusting?
It is. So now, almost everybody at the part... Well, it's... The party seems weird, because it looks like almost everyone but Kendall, the sister, gets bit.
Yeah,
they don't. Like, half of them don't get bitten. And it's a weird strobe light
thing. Mixed with the shitty editing and the strobe light stuff,
I had no fucking clue what was going on. It was one of those, they'd have a close-up of one of our main characters shooting a gun, and then it'd cut to, oh, there's a nail in the head.
Yep.
You never saw, like, other than that one, they did the slow-mo side shot of the head exploding. And it looks terrible.
Yeah, there's not too much CGI in this movie, but all the CGI is fucking bad.
That's bad. That was really bad CGI.
It's bad when it's, like, noticeable, when you're like, ugh.
Well, the problem is, they slowed it down. They were proud of this. They showed it in slow motion.
Yeah, and it was, like, 3D.
Oh my god, I'm gonna jump back for a second, because we forgot to talk about the fucking cat puppets.
Oh, god damn it, we did forget about the cat puppets.
Zombie cats.
So,
but
yeah,
one of
like,
them...
Yeah.
Because the kid, apparently, he's too fat and stupid to notice a cat crawling up his back.
Yeah.
And it is the most hilarious cat puppet I've ever seen. If you're listening to this on the blog, I'm going to make that the fucking picture. Is the cat puppet. Because it's fucking stupid. It's so hilarious. If you've ever seen Hobgoblins, it reminded me of a fucking Hobgoblin. Or Ghoulie. It was like a little Ghoulie with a cat head. All right, back to the party.
I had another thing to add about this scene. Is that that scene is also dumb because only like one cat attacks him, but then they show like all the other cats, and then it just ends.
They just show their eyes in the darkness.
Yeah, and then it just like ends.
Because they couldn't afford another cat puppet. I expected this to be like, I've never seen the movie, but I've seen a review of Shakuma. I was expecting to just see stuffed cats be thrown at their face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. When they show the stuff,
throw the stuffed baboon at people.
All right, so back to the fucking
strobe party, and Kendall gets stuck in the middle of a ladder, and for some reason she keeps screaming for Ben to help her, not her brother.
Yeah, true.
She's screaming, Ben, help me. Ben, help me. It's like, oh, okay. So he's going to hook up with Kendall. Yep. The only thing this movie had going is, which girl is he going to hook up with in the end?
Ooh, love.
Is he going to hook up with his mom? Or the girl that's his age? Which one? I don't know. And spoilers, Kendall.
Yeah.
Not that we give a fuck.
Yeah,
no one cares.
Say, no one cares.
I'm mad that I remember the character name.
Exactly. Like, we were in the car. You were rattling off the character name.
And I got mad.
Yeah.
I got mad that I knew him. I don't give a fuck. But this is one of those movies that every time they speak to a character, they say their name.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Like, all the time. Kendall, are you okay? Over here, Kendall. Hey, hi, Kendall. Why can't you just say hi? You don't need to establish that. It's poor writing. This is like beginner writing. If what I read was true, that the script was written in 2010, it's probably a reason it was never made.
Yeah.
It's very amateur. If this was a beginner's film, if we would have looked and this had a budget of like $2 million, I probably wouldn't be as hard on it. The budget was $15 million, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
It's only grossed less than $2
million. Mm-hmm.
So fuck you and your promises of a sequel if it's a box office hit. How does this movie feel that I guarantee Paranormal Activity 5 is making more money right now?
Of course it is. It has to be.
And that movie's got to be garbage.
Oh.
We are so lucky that we are not seeing that movie.
Fuck that.
Maybe later we'll do a Paranormal Activity week because there will be six of them on DVD.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do like the first two. Just ruined those two reviews. Yeah. I like them. Where the hell? Party.
Party fight.
They're shooting people.
So then they get caught. Like, everybody escapes and they're like, well, we got to lock the doors.
He's like, you guys run away. All of you, get out. They'll follow you. You had a really big problem here.
I have a huge problem with this, yes, because the whole reason that they are going to this place is so that they can tell them, you're about to get fucking
bombed.
And they never say anything.
They never do. They send them out on their own. They have no idea how many zombies are outside.
Yep.
They locked them out of the place that they were clearing out.
Yeah, they go in there, they kill the zombies, and they're like, all right, everybody, get out. And if they, like, so then it gets to the point where, like, they're going to die. If they would have died in that scene, everybody would have died because they wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Well, you still had the girl, Denise.
Wow.
Whoever the hell she was. But apparently Augie knows how to make a fucking bomb.
Yeah, because there's a bomb.
And he knows how to put it in Ben's backpack without him knowing.
Without him knowing that there's a fucking huge bomb in there.
I didn't really get that. How did he not know he was carrying two cans of gasoline and all this shit on it?
No, stupid.
So they back themselves into a wall in a basketball court. Upstairs.
Yeah. And then they come to terms with all the.
So they're going to light this bomb. After they have the, we love each other, we're friends, we're scouts forever.
Scouts forever. And then we're going to blow
up this bomb. The lighter doesn't work, so Augie has to do his flint stuff. But apparently there's a two-story slide.
Yes. That she is able to.
It's a trash chute.
Spider monkey up somehow.
It's a trash chute because it's trash blow.
Yeah.
Why is there a trash chute in a basketball court, for one?
True, that doesn't
and
make sense.
And how the fuck. Suddenly, Denise just pops up. She's like, hey, this way. She's in the slide. How did she climb up it?
Yeah.
How did she know they were up there?
There's no fucking way that you can climb up that slide because it showed how long it was and how, like, windy and everything.
And she had no idea they were up there.
Mm-hmm.
Her first instinct should have been all the panicked people running out the door. And how did she know where the party was? She was with them when they found
the
door.
Because we didn't talk about them splitting up.
All of a sudden, it just cuts to Ben and her outside the car, standing next to a dirt bike, and he says, be safe.
Somebody's like, gonna love you, herb, herb, herb.
And my immediate thought is, where the fuck is she going? Why is she leaving them?
Yeah, like, they mentioned it that she was gonna go find help, but that was, like, way earlier, so it just
so she goes off to get the military. Even though military wouldn't be there, because they're getting ready to bomb it.
Exactly.
That would be dumb if the military is there, right? Silly movie. So they get down the slide. Augie sets off the bomb. They get down the slide. Yay. And then, how many military vehicles do you think pull up?
Like 20.
why the fuck are they still there if they're getting ready to bomb this goddamn town?
If you're looking at the time frame of that, that had to have been like a half an hour before that was going to happen.
Yeah. Why would they still be there? Why didn't they come with Denise?
Mm-hmm.
How did she beat him back? Because she obviously did, because they pulled up.
Yeah.
And then drew guns on four kids that were obviously alone. Oh, no, Scoutmaster was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because I had a problem with this. We didn't talk about Scoutmaster's coming up, and they're all like, ugh, again? Does anybody have a weapon? Is there a weapon? Grenade lands at his feet. He blows
up. That's right, yeah.
Then, from, what, eighth of a mile, quarter of a mile away?
Yeah.
The military all pull up. That is one hell of a fucking arm on whoever exactly. threw that goddamn grenade.
I was gonna say it's one hell of an arm, and also, like, why would you throw a fucking grenade at one zombie that's in the middle of the
And it was games? Like bad movie grenade, because it just blows up in this little, like, poof, yeah. like right just where the zombie's
standing. And it looked like somebody rolled it just from off camera, too.
Yeah, like, oh my god, I just wanted to see an A-team, like, them diving, because...
Yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't, honestly, that scene.
Well, they had the A-team scene when they were putting stuff together.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They should have just played the music. Why didn't they play it?
Then they also kind of had the A-team explosion thing where they're going down the slide, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, does the movie end there?
Yeah, because the military take him to, I guess, a quarantine thing.
Oh, and then he sees Kendall, and then he just runs up and makes out with her, and they're in love now.
And that's the end of the movie.
And apparently there's a scene after credits we didn't fucking stay.
Yeah, the scene after the credits was the Scoutmaster, because the running joke with the Scoutmaster is that he's just like
he just kept coming back.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
Yeah, never.
Oh, and they implied a running joke that wasn't a running joke. When the kid gets the blood splash on his face, and then he goes, every time! I'm like, it's happened twice.
Yeah.
Two times. How's this every time? You can't just tell us it's a running joke. You have to, I don't know, make the joke run.
Yeah, the after credit scene was the Scoutmaster's like decapitated head was on the ground, and then
a bird poops on it,
and he goes like, "Oh, come on," and that's it.
Like again, humanized zombie that talks. Scoutmaster did not talk as a zombie throughout the whole fucking movie.
Yeah,
I don't even know. This movie's garbage. I hope no one goes and sees it. Watch a better movie. Go rent Zombieland. It's excellent because it's a comedy. And it's a good horror movie. And you care about the characters. Like I said, none of these characters are ever in peril. They're never close to dying. They try to make you think Augie will blow up. We know he's not going to. Because it's not a character arc for him.
Mm-hmm.
You need an arc for that. If maybe he kept throughout the movie, he kept saying, I'm so worthless. I can't do anything right. No good to anyone. Yeah. Then he sacrifices himself for his friends. It's a character arc. He would have a reason for dying. None of these characters did. Yeah.
There's also nothing really with the main character.
Which one is the main character? Would you say Ben is the main
character? I would say the main character is the average.
Yeah.
I consider him the main character. That's actually pretty bad that you can't really tell which is the main character. But, you know, there's not much of a character arc with him either, because his whole thing is he's just like, oh, your sister's hot.
I want to fuck your sister.
I want to fuck your sister.
And then he does.
And that's it.
And the other kid's arc is, I want to get laid. Pussy.
And
he doesn't.
Nope, that never happened.
Why is that an arc if he doesn't?
True.
Why does anything happen this... Why do they have the kid's dad being dead?
You know, actually, going back to stuff that you thought was going to happen, I thought that they were going to seriously, like, bring the dad back, like, a zombie.
I did, too.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Or the dad was the DOD.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. The dad sense. Would be the DOD.
Yeah, but that would have been too long, because they said it was 2 years.
Well, they could have changed. I don't know.
They could have changed the date, yeah.
I don't know, because the DOD never comes back.
One thing about this...
They added the lab thing to try to explain the zombie outbreak, which you didn't need to do.
No, just explain it.
Just make it zombies.
Zombies, done. There's so much of this movie that could have just been taken out. Like, there's no reason why that they were scouts.
None.
Because this was just a generic...
The only scout thing was he whittled a mop handle, which...
put stuff together.
Which, in all fairness, I could have done. Yeah. You could have done. They put stuff together to make weapons, which you don't learn in scouts.
And then, well, the only thing, other things were, like, the knots.
He tied a knot in the girl's purse. They identified an owl.
The scoutmaster.
And they followed some tracks.
That was it. That was really all I remember of
it was their plot. Of, oh, but we're not friends anymore, but we're totally... It had no bearing on the movie. Like, I thought the thing was going to be, we ditched him. He's still in the woods. We have to go save him. He's in the woods. Nope. He wandered into town, saw their car, and saved them. There's no point for the camping trip. There's no point for scouting at all.
If I were to remake this movie, I'm just gonna, House is October built this right now.
Alright.
This is what I would have done. Okay. Wouldn't it have been better if the scouts were like 10 to 12 ring?
And there were more of them.
And there were like, yeah, there's like 8 to 10. And then there's a scout leader. And they're all on a camping trip at like a lodge. And then the zombies happen.
And they're trapped at the lodge.
Yeah. It would have been so much.
And they have to use their scout knowledge to survive.
Yes.
Much like, you know, you would with a guide. Like a scout's guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would use something like a scout's guide.
During what could be seen as a zombie apocalypse.
So, yeah, an apocalypse would be a good term for that. They didn't use scout stuff for this.
Nope.
Unless they're scouting, unless they have a Dead Rising badge. Like, you don't... I was a scout for a few years when I was younger. I never learned how to attach knives to a weed eater. Or to make a doorknob shooting gun with the velocity of a cannon. Did you?
No.
Were you a scout?
I was a Cub Scout.
Still, did you learn that?
No, I
learned how to watch my dad make a Pinewood Derby
car. I was going to say,
I learned how to make a fucking birdhouse and how to fish. Why couldn't they have used real scouting stuff? I know the Boy Scouts of America would never have given them a license.
No.
Never. But you could have used real scouting stuff. They showed an archery badge to show that he knows how to make a fucking crossbow. No, he doesn't. He knows how to shoot a bow, an arrow.
It was just done. Yeah, if you would have had them, like, at the lodge.
And apparently the Augie kid had a marksman badge. Do they teach you how to shoot fucking guns?
I think they do, actually.
Do they? Okay.
I don't know.
But not how to make a CO2 cannon with doorknobs and a PVC pipe.
Yeah, because if they would have had the kids, like, using, like, hatchets and arrows and stuff like that, and being clever and using knots to make traps, because they teach them trapping.
Yeah,
and
make a net or... something. I thought the knots would come into play. All these things would come into play, and they do not have them. That's how they're surviving. Like, because they're trapped in the wilderness, which would have been good. They're surviving off the land, because that's what they do, because they're fucking scouts.
Yeah.
They're just three kids wearing scout shirts, and getting made fun of for wearing scout shirts.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's stupid.
I don't get it. The original title of this was going to be called Scouts vs. Zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably should have been just called.
Yeah, because at least then, okay, well, they are scouts.
Well, yeah, because
they are fighting zombies.
Here's the thing with it, is that the only thing that I saw before we saw this movie was the movie poster.
And that poster is awesome. Yeah.
I thought that kind of what I was explaining was going to be what the movie was like. I never saw a trailer or anything like that. And you think Scouts Guide to the Apocalypse, that it's going to be like Zombieland, but with scouts.
Yeah, because Columbus has his rules. Mm-hmm. And you would think that that would be what this is. And it's not at all. Why couldn't they use scout stuff? Why?
And it's like, you can't say, I feel like some people will be like, well, because Boy Scouts can't fucking let them use that. It doesn't matter.
They weren't using the they can.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts do not own like the copyright on shooting a bow and arrow.
And
or starting a fire. Or tying your, I mean, they show it a little bit when they're setting up the campsite. They're tying their food up for animals and. They're doing scout stuff. They're roasting marshmallows. I don't know how you'd beat a zombie with roasted marshmallows, but there are all sorts of things they could have done. I could have suspended my disbelief that, oh, they know how to make, like, a pit trap.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would accept that more than they know how to make a weed eater knife combo. It's dumb. And they spent all of this time in the hardware store, and they each made one weapon, and the ones that had ammo with it only brought, like, 20. Fucking, you clean that place out. And I love when they're cutting the PVC pipe and they're using, like, little knives as handsaws. It's a hardware store. Just plug in bandsaw that's on the shelf.
Because there was still power and stuff, so, yeah.
All but one place. And they go, oh, the power's cut. Every other place had power. Just the whole movie, like, the evacuation happens instantly when they're in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
How would they not know?
One thing with that scene...
They don't care, like, the two kids are like, the scoutmaster, we found his knife, he must be missing there. He's like, but I'm gonna get pussy. I don't care.
Yeah.
But how bad of people are you? Our heroes are not good people.
The scene where they go into the town and it's all evacuated and stuff, I expected them to fully rip off Shaun of the Dead. Like, when he goes out and he's just going through his day-to-day stuff, I expected them just fully rip that
off. Yeah. Because they came close on a lot of scenes. They really did. I expected that, or the Zombieland, when the cardio rule comes, and he's just outrunning that one fat zombie in the empty parking lot.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to come up. No, instead we got the cool-looking hunchback, really fast zombie that never showed up again in the movie. Never. It'd be like if you played Resident Evil, Nemesis. And you see the Nemesis at the beginning, you go, oh my god, that's scary. And then he just never comes back in the game. He
just never comes back.
Or like Resident Evil 2, when you see the liquor, and that's amazing. It'd be like if it just wasn't in the game.
If there's just one.
They just showed it, and it was really scary, and it never came back.
So, Kyle.
What?
How many dead cat puppets do you want to give this?
Two.
Yeah.
Two even. I'm giving two flat.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's the worst thing I'd say about this movie is it's generic. Every single scene in this movie you have seen before. And all I did throughout this movie was think about the better movies that made me think of. Even the trampoline made me think of Shaun of the Dead when they're running through the backyards and he uses the trampoline to get over the fence.
I just want to watch Shaun of the Dead, like, right now. That's all that keeps going through my head.
That's all I kept thinking about. When they're singing the Britney Spears, it made me think of when Shaun and Ed leave the bar, and they're singing White Lines, and the zombies moaning in the background. When they're arguing, and it attracts the zombies, it makes me think of when they're arguing outside.
Yep.
The military showing up when all seems lost, even though that never seemed to happen in this movie.
Yeah.
They were, the one dire situation they were put in, the bitch spider walked up a slide immediately and save them. Because they were too dumb to go over there and look. They didn't even look. They stood in the middle and went, there's no door. Well, guess we gotta blow ourselves up. But hold on. I love being a scout. We're friends. Just, what?
About like 40 minutes through the movie, I was thinking about giving it like a 4, but then it just kept getting worse.
It kept getting, the dick.
That was
the
really
trampoline is when it got its 2 from me.
Yeah, I'm just
like, I was thinking like a high 3 or 4 because all I could say was, it's just generic. It's a generic film. But then the trampoline happened. I went, fuck you. You're getting downgraded. Because that's just... If you and I made a movie, that would be like the best we could do with that jump. And we would know even then. It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, that's all we... I mean, what else are we going to do?
It's not a fucking $15 million budget jump.
Yeah, I hire a stunt double to make the real jump.
There's no reason
there for are people that could physically jump out of a window onto a trampoline and jump over a fence. Make the actual jump.
See, because that...
But they cut it all up to where it's obvious that they're... It's like you just got a trampoline, you're doing that slow bounce.
Yep.
It's obvious because they didn't try a different angle. They didn't...
Yeah, they didn't do anything. They could have done angle stuff to make you think...
Like, it just made me laugh at the absurdity of... Well, they really want me to believe that this is...
They also could have been like, you know, scouts, remember when we went rock climbing, blah, 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 and then show them, like, scaling the wall.
Some flashbacks could have saved this movie.
Yeah, they could have done a lot.
Hey, we know how to do this. Flashback to them doing it. Okay, now I'm on board. I'm totally on board with this. I would have even, I said earlier, I would even spend disbelief for the pit trap, but they show Augie at the campsite digging a fucking hole, a shithole, but still, he's digging a hole.
Yeah, and then you could have been like, all right.
Movie's fucking dumb. You said it felt like 2 scripts. It feels like 10 to me. But like 10 writers. I think it had like 4 writers, 3 or 4 writers.
But
it seems like they each only said like, I have all these ideas. These are my 10 ideas I have. I think they're really cool and we have to have them, but I don't know how to fit them in. They're like, we'll just put them in there. You want zombie cats? Got it.
Nah.
Oh, that's good. The kid's dead. Yeah, okay, we'll put that in there. And the other writer's like, my part's not gonna have that. But look, the audience is dumb. They won't care. We kind of do.
Yeah.
We kind of catch these
things. There wasn't really an audience for this movie.
No, that was us. But if you're going to have someone hit a deer with a car, how about you damage the car? No, instead, the tire was turned.
Mm-hmm.
But it was obvious they had just had the wheels cut. Because I thought, like, they're making a joke that they're stupid. But then it shows them changing the tire, and they're missing lug nuts for no reason. And I was like, well, okay, I guess the tire's coming off later. It does. But then they put it back on and drive 10 feet. They have all these cool cars and drive them 10 feet and they're out of... They had a fucking military Hummer. And they just abandoned it for some reason.
Yeah, they just ditch it and it doesn't make any sense.
Like,
at
their
all.
Cars... They don't wreck their cars. They're not surrounded by zombies.
They can't wreck their cars because you can't fill the budget with that, you know?
But they just abandoned them.
And they abandoned all their weapons.
All their weapons. They abandoned their friend at the beginning. Abandoners. They abandoned the severed penis. They almost abandoned like 50 kids at the party and leave them to be bombed.
Yep.
Another thing about that, I know we're going long, but I don't care. When the military shows up at the end, where the fuck are all those other kids?
Yeah.
Are they just running aimlessly down the street?
Because they were just fucking gone.
Not knowing what to do? I mean, we find out at the end of the military, they are at the evacuation point. But, and why does Kendall all of a sudden fall in love with this dude? Because he just comes up, I mean, runs at her and just slams his face on hers and makes out. She's all happy about it.
Because it's supposed to be implied that she had feelings towards him.
I know at the beginning, but then she immediately, after it shows like she has feelings for him, immediately goes, he's like my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you say to someone you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think that'd be kind of a, that is one of those things of like, oh, this girl's really cute. She's like, you're like a brother. Mean you go, well, that's not happening.
That's like,
that is immediate. Nope.
That's like if little Wolverine came up to me and was just like, you're just like my brother. I'd be like, whoa, little Wolverine.
Yeah. You were like, you were the best friend I've ever had. So you're like, I'm never getting in there again. That's not a thing. Bye bye to that. So it doesn't make sense. Things in this movie don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a cohesive story. It feels like multiple writers did not communicate. Or if someone stopped in the middle, the other ones didn't like read it before they started writing. There's many different... It's MacGuffins.
MacGuffins.
This movie is full of fucking MacGuffins. And I hate it. And they're all blatantly obvious. Fuck this movie. Go watch something else.
Just go watch Shaun of the Dead.
Go watch Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland right now. I haven't seen it, but go watch Warm Bodies.
Probably better.
And absolutely watch Zombieland or Shaun of the Dead, especially if you haven't, because they are amazing and they show how you do comedy horror. For one, you have to make it funny, and two, it has to be scary. This movie had neither.
Yep.
Those two movies do. They have moments where you're like...
Not necessarily scary, but they have tension.
They have tension because you don't know. Your characters die. They don't in this.
Mm-hmm.
Not even one kid gets even close to being bitten other than the ass gumming.
That's the only time where it's remotely close.
Why couldn't they have killed that Carter kid?
Which, the Pussy Master?
Yeah.
420 Blaze of Pussy Master?
Yeah, why couldn't he have been bitten and killed? Or, the one thing I said, the Kindle girl that our main character loves.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Why couldn't it have the party? He finally finds her and she's a zombie. And
he has to kill her. And then also that's the one's sister. Kill her.
And then, yeah, our brother's angry. There's a moment there that this movie could have had. That no matter how bad it was, at least we'd be like, oh, that was hard for us to watch. I feel for him.
And then they could segue that into them being together with each other and all the friendship stuff, getting through it.
You know, like, this movie needed that. Any movie needs a conflict.
Yeah.
And this is weird. It's a movie about fighting zombies. There's no conflict in this movie.
Yeah, I mean,
they argue.
The zombie stuff is just, you know.
It's... All the side characters get bitten immediately. The zombies want to punch at them and throw them around.
Because, yeah. You know, we talk shit about The Walking Dead a lot, but the only thing I will give The Walking Dead credit for.
It's a decent show. I do understand why people like it.
It's too slow for me. But, you know, it is more so about the conflicts of the people, and they do continuously have character arcs going on and blah, 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 blah. And it works.
The best zombie movies, really, the zombies are
side characters.
They're in the background. This one, they're not. They are the forefront. We're fighting zombies. The ending, like I said, it's a much better movie, but it felt like Dead Alive to me when it came in and just started sawing them down. Dead Alive is glorious. And I thought the movie... It had hints of it.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning, the excessive blood.
Yeah. If this movie would have been
over the top with gore and blood, at least I could have been...
Enjoyed a little bit, yeah.
At least it would be obvious this movie's not taking itself seriously. This movie's absolutely taking itself seriously.
And failing in pretty much every aspect.
You can tell when it's trying to have drama. Like when they're arguing amongst themselves. You don't give a fuck.
You know it's going to be over in 5 minutes.
And you know these kids aren't going to die.
Yeah.
You know in this movie they're never gonna be in peril, and they're not. So when they do get attacked, whatever. Like, you know they're all gonna be fine. And they are. They could have killed the stripper lady.
Yeah. She could have died too.
Nope, she was fine.
I still am mad about the military guy, how that they didn't like
they could have just when they got in, they could have just filmed it right to where we see that his hand's bit, but they don't.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Because
it comes out of fucking nowhere.
She just looks over and he's slumped over and then you see the bite.
If he would have stayed with him a little bit longer, then you would have had that tension of like, holy shit.
He didn't have a name?
Yeah, you don't know him at all. He was literally there for 3 to 5 minutes.
He was there. That scene happened so they could stop the fight between the three boys. They didn't know how else to do it.
Yeah,
they had to come to the rescue of the 25, 30-year-old porn star, stripper, cocktail waitress, non-actress.
whatever.
One day she's going to be in a movie and she's going to be amazing. I'm going to take all that back. But in this, she's...
As of right now.
She was not good.
No.
She was not good. The boys were fine, acting-wise.
Yeah.
I can't blame them for the shit lines they were given.
Yeah, I was going to say 420 Blazes. I can't, like, be mad at him for the shit that...
Acting-wise, he was fine. He really was fine. Yeah, that's all I got. I can't bitch anymore about this.
Yeah. So what's our next movie, though?
Spectre,
yes.
We're gonna see Spectre. Mm-hmm. Super excited for that.
It's gonna be good, hopefully. I have very high hopes for Spectre.
Good or bad, we're gonna enjoy it. It's James Bond.
Skyfall gives me the biggest heart on it.
Yeah, so no matter how cheesy James Bond movies get, they're enjoyable. The worst thing that can happen to that is they're like this, and it's boring.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. Yeah. So that's the next one we're gonna see. We've been talking about throughout the year, rest of the year, yep. Future plans. Those could change, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. We always keep talking ahead, and then we never do the movies.
Yeah. Well, we're still... M. Night Week is in progress, so don't think that we've forgotten
about
that.
Yeah, we're still going to do M. Night Week. We will be doing Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now trying to do 2 episodes.
Yep.
Basically,
here, I'll let him in on why we have to do episodes. Okay. My darling little Wolverine... better be listening to this. Probably not, but
she will.
Yeah. I've made a promise to her that I will not see Star Wars until I see it with her.
Won't be until around Christmas.
It will not be until, yeah. I don't know if I can last like longer than like on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. So Kyle and our guest, hopefully Art DeFuente,
are going to go see it opening week. Yes. Not opening day. You're all insane. I'm not doing
that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But opening week, we're going to go see it, record an episode, and then when James and Lincoln go see it, they will record.
You just called her James.
James?
He said James.
I call her James all the time. Lil Wolverine. Lil Wolverine and
Lil
Lincoln.
Lil Wolverine, a.k.a. Jamie, a.k.a. James.
I call her James. Art calls her Jamesy. She has a million nicknames. Just know we're talking about
her. But we are going to go see it.
And then they will record a podcast.
Yes.
So that is our plan. Our guest could easily say, fuck you, I'm not recording. And then Lincoln and I will just have to figure something out.
See, we'll have to figure it out because Lil Wolverine is still miffed about The Room. However, that is one of our most popular episodes of her.
Because of her anger. I can't see her getting angry at Star Wars.
No.
I see you and I getting angry at Star Wars.
Yeah.
Art really doesn't know Star Wars.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because, you know, he doesn't know too much about Star Wars.
So I want to see me go fanboy in and him seeing it fresh perspective.
And then me and Jamie just watched Star Wars. Like, I got her to see all the Star Wars movies.
Not the prequels. She shouldn't need those for this.
But I explained, like, the entire plot of the prequels to her so that she knows that.
So
it'll be interesting to see from the perspective of like somebody that doesn't know shit about it and somebody that like just watched the movies.
So those we have coming up on some other movies, obviously. We have some we just rented to do.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a lovely listener tell us that they would love to hear us review House's October Built.
Yeah, so we'll do an episode on that.
So we will be doing that very soon, right, Lincoln?
Yeah.
He's trying to get out of it.
I know.
Fuck him, we're doing it.
No, because we're going to be able to crank out some stuff now because we did have a little trip that we went on.
Got back from Chicago.
So that took a lot of time.
But I really think between now and Christmas, we're going to start.
We have a lot of shit we got
to do. We're going to really start hammering out. We'd really like to get ahead for you guys. We are not.
Womp.
Yeah. All right. So that's all we got.
We did it.
Piss off.
Oh.
Not you, them.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Yeah. Okay, baby.
Love you.